Linda, I'd love to talk a little bit about worrying too, if there's time for that.
We'll come to that. Thank you. So I want to welcome you all. This is Tuesday, September 15th, live with Linda. And I am just, as always, so grateful to have this opportunity to share this concept of Telling Tinti Touch for self-care. And we have people from around the world. We'll see if we get, I'm hoping that we'll get Israel in today, and also Turkey. We've had several times, and I'm hoping that Botswana will get one. It's just a miracle that we can share in this way around the world. And with Debbie talking about the fact that there were many of us holding the positive thought that the wind would shift to spare their home and the other homes around them, because they're deep in the forest outside of Oregon. That is a concept that we can hold the positive. This is a concept that we can use with our own self-care, with the concept that we have of our body. And it's so human to tend to see what's wrong rather, and we have another possibility. And this is something that I'm so blessed that I got this concept in the 80s. I mean, it just came to me, this concept of, it's another way on the planet to choose cooperation over competition, and to choose to see the positive, to take a glass that is perhaps only a third full, and rather than seeing it as two thirds empty, choose to see it as a third full. And that is exactly what we can do with the care of our own body. I was thinking, lying in bed this morning, thinking of the honor that I had to work with a man in Virginia when we were doing these weekend 3-day courses in Charlottesville over the years. And this beautiful veteran came to us, and he'd had his fingers cut off. I've got to get a different view so you can see. His fingers cut off, and he just had like a half an inch of his fingers of both hands. And the honor of being able to hold his hand and to choose, as he did, to see the fortune that he had this part of his hand rather than to see the fingers that were missing. And whatever it is that's going on in our body, if we can, when we can, not if, but when we choose to then speak to the rest of the body, and when I say speak, we can connect with these amazingly simple 1 1/4 circles, just speaking to the entire body, like, and giving thanks and connecting with this cellular intelligence. Because thanks to the last 2 years, Eleanor, who's with us today, which is such a treasure, Eleanor Silverstein and Sandy Rakowitz and I have been for the last 2 years teaching monthly courses in T-Touch for self-help. And I've started teaching T-Touch for oneself in the 80s. And yet in the last 2 years, thanks to the fact that we've been able to share online like this with you all around the world, I have come to a much deeper understanding. And as many of you know, I started the first concept of talking to the cells came thanks to the fact that Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais recommended, after the first year of our training at the Humanistic Psychology Institute in San Francisco in 1975, he recommended that we read a book called Man on His Nature. It was this book. And this book it's by Sir Charles Sherrington. And Sherrington was a Nobel Prize recipient and a very beloved teacher and researcher. And in this book, when I read this concept, and first of all, leading up to the this idea was he just said, just imagine you all that you just have a little cut on your hand. How is it that the body knows to send whatever it takes to heal that? And he said, he writes with such passion that it's like, he said, the reason it is that every cell in the body knows its function in the body. Now, over the years, as those of you who've been with us know, then Bruce Lipton, in his book Spontaneous Evolution, talks about the amazing fact that our cells communicate. And thanks to my meeting twice with Dr. Fritz Albert Popp in his laboratory in Neuss, Germany, and Dr. Popp is world renowned for his studies of light in the cells. And the fact that I sat with him and I just did 3 touches on his shoulder, and I told him that I'd had this really, for me, really strange experience of working on the horse, actually, who was really didn't want to be touched in an area that had been injured with a blow from a pole. And I had this really strange experience because I don't see things. I don't see auras. I don't want to see anything that a child can't see. And so I just showed him 3 touches and told him that I'd seen the light, that the light in the cells of an injured area was different. And he said, that light in the cells represents the communication between the cells. And that was the aha moment that I had been looking for. And that was like 2006. And since 1967, I had been looking for this concept of, wait a minute, what is this concept of communication? Because in 1967, I'd had this, for my birthday, I had received this astrological chart saying that in my lifetime, I would develop a form of communication that would spread around the world. And in order to do so, I would have to learn to trust my intuition. This is what we're all doing here, is this concept, what this finally led to, as those, I think everybody here knows already, that after my incredible experience with the Feldenkrais work and training that we did until 1983, this, when I suddenly got this thing, wait a minute, when you can't touch, was with a horse, when you can't touch a horse without that horse really reacting, resisting, just move the skin in a circle. And that is the moment when I realized I want to just follow these circles. Now, in the meantime, what I've come to in the last 2 years is this realization, but wait a minute, how is it, you all, that we can reduce or completely release pain in our own bodies from this 1 1/4 circles? Why is it that with the heart hug, moving just 1 1/4 circles, that we can absolutely let go of fear, that we can override fear and come to a place of peace within? And the fact is that now, thanks to the science, thanks to HeartMath Institute and the amazing research that they have done with heart coherence and the studies that we have done showing that, when we move the tissue in 1 1/4 circles, that we are activating both hemispheres of our brain in beta, alpha, theta, and delta. That's the work that we did with the with Anna Wise from the Biofeedback Institute of Boulder, Colorado. And we did it in 1984, 85, the studies, hooking ourselves up to the mind mirror and measuring the activation in both hemispheres of beta, alpha, theta, and delta, and gamma, as we did in 2009. So this, I just want to really have this Tuesday Live with Linda is our opportunity to experience different parts of the body, to share our stories. And this story that I started to tell you, this gratitude, being able to look at these beautiful hands with just 3/4 of an inch of fingers and to see beauty there. That's different when we do this. So instead of seeing, poor guy, wow, he's here. He had a beautiful, beautiful attitude. He's since crossed the rainbow bridge. He had a beautiful attitude. And the fact that we could, and what I did, I want to show you this with him, because he's a guy, I took like a cotton cloth and I put it over his hands. And I worked all the parts of the hand and the fingers. We're going to be doing this. I'm going to lead you through this today. And the reason I put this cotton over it, which I do with any guy who, if I'm working on their hands, because they've lost a finger often, or they're dealing with a skin issue, they don't want to see it. They don't want me to see it. And I put a cotton. Now, working with a woman, I always have a choice of scarves with me. Silk. This one isn't silk, but it's one of my favorites. And I give them a choice of the color. And then with arthritic hands, I'm thinking of the 92-year-old mom of Cecilia Wendler. And she'd been a pianist, and her hands were very gnarled. She could no longer play the piano. And so I worked with her hands, as I'm going to lead you through today. And she didn't want me to see her hands. So I gave her a choice of several colored scarves. And she talked about that for years. And the idea that we can, with just this simple 1 1/4 circles, we can bring a new awareness. Now, I'm going to jump right in and just start with this. I'm going to ask you to see if I can put this so you can see it. Boy, I've got to get more savvy with a camera so we can see this easier. First of all, what I would like to offer you is the idea that many of you know, I'm sure, know, but I think we forget that in our hands are connections to all parts of the body. And I thought about, I have a beautiful chart that shows this, and I thought about bringing, but I think that can be confusing because we don't need to know. We just need to know that by using our hands, as we do with the differentiation of more than 20 different parts that we use to do T-Touch, and by actually working on our own hands, that we are connecting with and affecting the entire body. And perhaps some of you remember that when we did this a few Tuesdays ago, Teresa Cottarelli in Switzerland, she's very tall and she has a difficulty with a stiffness that she couldn't reach her feet. So she worked her whole hand as though it was her foot and made a huge difference. I don't know if Teresa, if you're here today, I'm sorry, I just have to get a different view and see. I would like you to talk about that just a moment.
Linda, I don't see her yet.
Okay. Yep. Maybe when she comes on later, I will get to her. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of case studies stories. I had a woman in a course in Germany. It was her first day in a 6-day course for T-Touch. And she was hiding her hands. And we were sitting together at dinner, all of us. and she kept her hands down and she was kind of hiding them. And so I was sitting right next to her and I just asked her, are you okay with your hands? And she said, no, that she had, and I forget the name of it now. It's a condition that this is really red and cracked. It has a name. And she was she has a beauty parlor, and her hands were always wet for a long, many years. And but it was way more than that because I knew her story. There was a lot of emotional stuff behind it. And so I said, "Would you like me to just do tea touch on your hands?" And so one of the things that I believe bring success is that when I do that, I'm looking at her hands and I don't care what they look like this beautiful man with this part of the fingers. All I see is the beauty. And what I mean by that, it's the recognition that, oh my gosh, we are miracles, y'all. This idea, this concept that I keep bringing forth is, wait a minute, how come we can speak? How come we can see? How come the blood flows? No, the lymph works, all of this. Because in every cell in the body is that creative force of the universe. The God factor, the creator, the source of all is in every cell in our body. And when we celebrate that, and we can do this with these 1 1/4 circles, we can connect with that. We're connecting, we're activating, we're supporting that creative spark in every cell in our body. That's what's at the heart of detouch. And so all I did was just sit there, and I'm not thinking, oh man, that's perfect, holy mackerel, no, because it was cracked and it was, doesn't look very good, but I don't see that. I choose not to see that. I choose to see the miracle that she has a hand. And then I just start doing this 1 1/4 circles. Now, what happened, we were just waiting for dinner for the first course. And in about 10, 15 minutes, the color started to change and the skin changed. And I mean, I consider that a miracle of the body. Going back to Sir Charles Sherrington, this idea that every cell knows its function in the body, and what we're doing with this simple 1 1/4 circles is just supporting that brilliance of the body to heal itself. That's what's behind this. Really simple. Now, I would like us just to take a couple of minutes and let's really give our hands attention. And the first time I remember addressing something on my hand, my own hands with tea touch was, I think it was 1987 approximately. And I woke up in the morning and, ooh, man, this right here. Yikes, so it hurt. And the first thing I think, uh-oh, arthritis. That's the first thing. And then I thought, wait a minute, Linda. Just tea touch it. And I did just like this. Right in that area. Maybe 30 seconds. And probably with, right now I'm doing a 3 pressure. And I kept going. Now, you see, for me, the distraction could be if I think, I'm going to get out my chart and I'm going to see what's that connected to, what can be wrong. Oh, because there's the whole body, all the organs, all that stuff, they're all in your body. But if you start doing that, then you start worrying. Debbie's going to talk about that later. Then you start worrying. Oh my gosh. No. All you do, it's really simple. We're just going to address the amazing potential of the body to heal itself, as Sir Charles Sherrington wrote so beautifully in that book. And that's with the 1 1/4 circles. This is like that golden ratio, the spiral. in all of nature. And we're just addressing it, and we're connecting with the divine spark. Now, enough of that. Let's just start doing it. So I'm going to invite you, and I should have my hand in my lap, but you won't be able to see it if I do. So I invite you to put your hands, get comfortable. If you've got a pillow that you can put your hands on, that would, on your lap, let's just reach out and get something so you can get your hands in a comfortable position. That's good. Now, in the process of doing this, I want you to know that I've had great success over the years, and I'm sure some of our practitioners who are here will have stories about it too. People who have had stiff fingers. One situation that Debbie remembers, when a woman had had her finger, little finger, cut off, reattached, but for years it was there, but it was white. She didn't feel it, and it was like an appendage. And literally, just by doing, I've got my thumb underneath. See what I'm doing? Just with doing this and giving thanks that it's there. That's the tricky part. With those of you or us who are dealing with issues that are painful, go to gratitude. Just so you know, with mine, I'm having a really interesting time now right here, because in November I took a tumble down the escalator in Los Angeles at the airport, and I have a plate and 5 screws here. And this is still, it's subluxated. Can you see that bone? That pops. It's subluxated. It hasn't rejoined. So I have kind of an interesting feeling sometimes here. And so instead of saying, oh my God, oh, you know, that thing hurts. No. I just talk to it. And that's what I'm the same thing. Sometimes this pulls, and I just talk to it. And this is what, and when Alice, with your grandson, when you're working on his head, talk to this amazing brilliance that we have in our bodies. So back to the fingers. So we're going to start with the fingers themselves, and then we're going to go to the hand. And before I begin, could I just see if there's anybody here who has issues with stiffness in their fingers or any issue? Because I would love to address that directly, and we'll lead all of us through that. If somebody, let's see, put your hand up if you do. Let's see if we've got someone.
Nancy raised her hand, Linda. Nancy Lund.
Nancy, okay. And Nancy.
Gretchen as well, and Victoria.
Okay, well, let's just hear all three. So first of all, Nancy, can you unmute yourself, please, and just show us and tell us what you would like to work with?
Yes, I've had for at least 2 years, I've had numbness in my little finger and in the ring finger, and it feels like it kind of spreads over to my middle finger. And I was actually in physical therapy a couple of years ago for my pelvis, so my therapist wasn't working on that, but she had me, you know, do something, you know, a kind of a pulling exercise with the shoulder. But in the last few weeks now, I've been trying T-Touch with it. It's not painful. It's not totally numb. It just has that kind of unpleasant feeling, and I just can't quite get everything back there. I have been trying to work from my shoulder and work all the way down the arm to the finger, because actually the least pleasant part of T-touching is the numbest part. And when I work up my arm, I've tried different things. The laser is kind of nice because I can feel the nerve communicating. I can feel all the way down here. There's a nerve kind of connection between my shoulder and finger, and I kind of like that, but I have not been able to quite get on anything that is really approaching getting that feeling back.
Okay. And just to remind you that, because the last time we talked about the laser T-Touch, and it, so just to be sure, do you want to describe it as you've been doing it, Nancy? And then we'll do.
Yeah. As I've been doing it, it's more where I do the circle and then take the middle finger and kind of go down. And I could have interpreted it wrong, but it feels kind of good because I'm activating something there.
Beautiful. And so this is why it's helpful just to kind of review a little bit. So if it feels good, do it. So when with the laser T-Touch, and Ruthie, we have like many different T-Touches, and by that, what different parts of the hand that we describe to do the teeth 1 1/4 basic circles in different ways. So with what you were describing or showing us, Nancy, with the pads of your fingers, right? You were making these nice 1 1/4.
Yes.
And then what you described, like imagining going into the center of the circle.
Yeah.
We find, if it's working, do it. If it feels good. But the laser touch is a little more directed. So it's done with a tiny circle with the tips of your fingers.
Okay.
And so a little tiny circle, and then a little spiral up, and I do this with my breath, like I imagine from the very tip of my finger going in, connecting wherever, with cell to cell, wherever it's needed. Now what you were doing looked to me like it's probably maybe even more effective than the laser, because
yeah,
you were
it
using,
probably is.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just helpful. It doesn't matter so much what we call it, but it's helpful to identify this, right?
Yeah.
And so you're doing what we call a clouded leopard. And that's where you put your fingers together, and that part is about approximately 2/3 of the first part of our fingers that we're using to move our tissue, our skin, in 1 1/4.
Mm-hmm.
Like this. Now we'll just take this little time. Now watch what happens just in this. Look at, I'm going to stiffen my joints. I'm going to stiffen these joints. And now do it yourselves. Just make the circle yourselves and find out, can you feel you're holding your stomach? I'm contracting my stomach muscles when I tense my fingers. And that makes me hold my breath. Now, so I curve my fingers up, and you were doing it beautifully, Nancy. You see how these joints. And we, in my video on the T-Touches, that it's, this is a distal, medial, proximal, dip, mip, and pip joint. So we gave them, in the beginning, nicknames. So you move all of these joints as we move around the circle. Like this. So, Nancy, what estimate would you give? What pressure approximately do you think you were using?
I'm guessing maybe about a 4 or 5.
Okay. Okay. So you're really pressing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So instead, lighten up.
I've tried
and
that.
All
too.
Of you. Yeah. Lighten up a little bit. And then make a little pause. We're going to come back to the fingers, because that's when all of this is connected, as you know, all the way up into the spine, as we know from what we did 2 weeks ago with Yazim. Mm-hmm. So now, any thoughts about that, Nancy? Is there any clarity there? And just play with that.
I've been playing a lot, and I have actually tried the lighter touch, and felt like maybe I was going in a little bit too deep, although that's where I really kind of felt the nerve activating. It's just play and time and
yep.
luckily it's in a place where I can just sit. If I'm sitting in, at another meeting or watching something, right, I can do it.
Perfect. So. And the thing is, when I say go a little lighter, if that doesn't feel good to you, do what feels good. Because sometimes I'll use a 6 pressure on a joint. I mean, that's like incredible. Only for a couple of the, and if you some of you may remember, use more with the pressures. With Jewel, you were talking about using a 6 on your knee. And I was thinking, oh, really? Because it's what we feel we need. Okay. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Gretchen, you said you have something also with your hand.
Yes, I think I relieved it completely for the first time, just listening right now. But I have a little arthritis, like in the thumb joint, that's actually been seen, you know, with a whatever they use. But not good for me because I use my hands, and I know it developed from wet felting and felting and felting, which I was doing quite a bit of. So,
You mean we're working with felt material?
Yeah, wet. Yeah, yes. Lots of pressure, right, hands, and you know, stuff like that. So, but seriously, it's gone.
So tell us what happened just now, because how quickly it can happen.
I was just doing the circles, and again the laser, which I like.
Yeah.
Actually, now that I just did it, I can feel a little residue of the ache, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. You feel like the ache, and I, you know, want to move that too. But I have been playing, and I mean, I'm doing this often.
T-touch. Doing what? What is this?
T-touch. You know, I'm experimenting with my intention, my imagination, and whatever. And like wanting to, I see it as beginning to get into communication and then to ignite the responsiveness, you know, that type of thing. And I see the cells as like falling down, like in those little, you know, you shake the little snowballs, those snow things, you shake it and all the stuff settles down. So I see the cells as doing that also.
And it's so beautiful. Those of you who like to read, I love the chapter in Bruce Lipton and it's his book Spontaneous Evolution. And right. Yep. The chapter, just the chapter on the development of the cells, is really interesting. It's a long read. The concept of this book is really, really important to us, because what he says is that if we humans on the planet could cooperate in the amazing way that our cells cooperate in our body, that our cells communicate, we'd have a planet at peace. And that's what we're doing here with T-Touch. We're talking to this collection of, you know, it's 80 to 100 trillion, depends who you read, collection of cells in the body. Every cell in the body has more than 100,000 functions that are known, according to Bruce Lipton. And the fact is also that every cell has all the functions, every cell, of our whole body. I mean, immune system, all the parts. To me, every time I think of this and I think, whoa, we are miracles. This container for our soul here, that each one of us have, are miracles. And this is what we want you to celebrate this with us, no matter what they look like. You know, yeah, you can say, oh, wow, this is kind of, maybe it's a little ugly, this art. No, no, my God, it's working. Yeah, it's working. I love it. And all of you, parts that aren't working, send love.
Yeah.
And acceptance. And then T-touch it instead of othering it. So I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk so much, Gretchen. I want it. So, interesting, that you were able just in those few minutes to make a change in yourself. Is that true?
Yes. It is true.
So Linda, Glenn is asking for a little more detail on the laser. He'd like a better understanding of laser touch.
Yep. Okay. Let's we'll come back because we have a third person with hands, and I'm going to go on with the hands. But what I for those of you who are left brain, I may drive you a little crazy because I'm going to follow the thread here. We have an amazing group of people from around the world, brilliant, brilliant people. They'll follow the threads. And so the laser touch, Glenn, can I see you? I've got to find you. I want to find you.
He's waving and he might be on your second page.
Yeah, I'm going to go there because I want to connect directly.
So you also have
a
couple more people. Victoria and Charlotte.
Can you see it, sir?
Oh, it's just a sec. We'll get there. I'm looking for you because we've got three rows now.
Hear me?
I can hear you. Yep. Speak again.
I'm here. I'll wave. Right.
There you are. Hi, Botswana. Great. So the laser touch, and you need it for your back, right? Because you've got issues with your back?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, and it's hard for you to reach it. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
So for the moment, first of all, I'm going to talk about the laser touch. So the concept of the laser is that we activate the light in the cells like a laser instrument does. And now how we do it is I make this little tiny circle, tiny, tiny circle. And then I imagine a circle and then I just come up a little and I take the tip of my finger and I go, I just touch the body and I just try it. And I do a little tiny, and I'm just, my other fingers are there, but it's only the forefinger. I'm just using my forefinger. And I imagine lighting up that first cell and sending a signal, a cascade of cell to cell, like they're not sparks, they're like waking up, they light up. And they're going to go in and reach wherever you, remind us where you have issues that you feel in your back. Where is it?
It's mostly around the sacrum. It's on the sacrum area.
Good. Yeah. Because you can reach that. That's good.
Yeah, I can reach that. Absolutely.
Now, so with laser, with that, no. No, we want to calm this first. Don't want to go in with laser. Because laser is like, really, I just send the light, lit up cells. I give it over to the brilliance of the body. I'm not doing anything. Just giving it over to the brilliance of the body to go where you need the communication between the cells, where you need those cells to spark. Because when there's pain or injury or the light in the cells, according to Dr. Pop's study over many years, is reduced. And we want to light that up. But right now, you've got pain, so we want to calm it. So I'm going to, hold on a second, you all. I said I wasn't going to do this, but I am.
Just a reminder while Linda stepped away, please make sure you put your name and where you're from in the chat so we all know who's on board today.
Thank you, Marianne. Now, I said I wasn't going to get this chart, but I have this, I have a kit that does acupuncture. I don't use it. I only wanted to see what it was because I use T-Touch. But it has all the parts of the hand. So I'm just kind of interested. Um, hmm. Kirsten, I'm going to ask you to get this for me after, and we're going to post it in your membership site so you can look at it. Now, right along this edge, I don't know if you can see it, is, so that's my, the edge of my thumb is the connection to the spine. And right here is right where the thumb connects to the hand is the connection to the coccyx and the sacral spine and the lumbar spine. Do you know how many vertebrae are affected?
Well, L1 and L2.
Okay, so that's easy for you to reach on your back. So that's, I have a fracture of L1, so it's really helpful. We get to work on it together, right? Okay, so look at the just look in relation to the thumb where that connection is. And
okay,
it's just kind of maybe helpful, right? That you can, interesting. Now you can, this is where the visualization that we talked about with Debbie comes in. Now, be careful when you're doing this, like how you use your finger here. And let's just for the moment, I've never done this before. So I've had this for 4 years? And I just recently pulled this out to look at it. So right up to the cervical spine is right up there on the first joint of the thumb. Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. We can just talk to our bodies this way.
And you know, Linda.
Yes.
That part of the hand is a little thicker and a little swollen compared to this side. That's very interesting. So it's telling me where I am with my back.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, very interesting.
And Linda, from a meridian standpoint, your lung meridian is on that line that you're tracing. It's your lung meridian. And in the pad of your finger here is spleen muscle. And spleen is a muscle in Chinese medicine, or a spleen is a meridian in Chinese medicine that helps with metabolizing things, whether it's emotions, food, you name it, but spleen is a huge thing. So those are two major areas from a Chinese medicine perspective.
Which is really helpful. And so let us just address for the moment, because you brought it up, this is, I just follow the thread, right? The spleen concept. Now we can also go to the spleen on our own body, but right now we're on the hand. And just address the emotion of that. All of you who have back issues, let's address the emotion of that, because when we have back issues, boy, oh boy, it really cramps our style, doesn't it? If we have pain, and if we choose to smile and say, wait a minute, I have something I can do for myself. And we're so lucky we have this amazing Feldenkrais work, and we have so many Feldenkrais practitioners here with us right here. And we've got cranial sacral work, and we've got osteopathy and all these wonderful things, but it's someone else doing something to you, except in awareness or movement, of course. But in this, we can bring awareness to activate, to talk to those emotions in the spleen right here. And this is where all of us who are dealing with emotional things, because boy, am I dealing, I will share mine. I don't have any pain. And I've got two fractured lumbar 1 and 5 from falling 6 weeks ago. And I made up this interesting story. How did I get it? I was attempting a backflip into the pool, which is not true, but it's much more interesting. I actually flipped because I pushed down on a stool to step into the pool that normally supports me. But because of the hurricane, I'd moved the stool and I hadn't noticed it. And it flipped and I flipped. So I fractured lumbar 1 and 5, but I threw my arms out like this to catch myself. And I hit this tip of the elbow on the cement and I whacked. Step. And you can think, oh my God, how awful. No, what I thought is, oh my God, it didn't break. I'm so blessed. And it was 3 weeks before I was able to go and get an x-ray. There's no way I couldn't get out of bed alone for 3 weeks. And so I'm bringing this up. So let's all just talk to that part of ourselves if we've got any issues with the back, because I am feeling really stiff after I sit here and talk with you for a couple hours. It takes me like, oh God, like 3 minutes it's going to take me to unstiffen, because I'm normally a very flexible person. So let's talk right here. Look where I've got my thumb here. Let's just address in the spleen our emotions. And let's address them like it's a little kid in us, and yeah, because it's easier, right? Our little child in us thing. Oh, I can be nice to myself here. And that's where the lighter touches. Nancy, I'm with you often. I go deeper, but let's just really address the brilliance of the body here. Now, let's go back to the fingers. And so with the laser, in this case, we're not going to use the laser, but do you get it when you feel ready? You know where I would use the laser for anybody dealing with back issues? You can address we can reach back here. I was thinking it was way up higher and you couldn't reach it. So first of all, let's just, because I led me to the back, I'd like you, and let me see, can you do this in sitting? Yeah, you can do this in sitting. I'm going to use my hand, this part of the hand. I'm just going to stand so you can see what I'm doing. Now, if I just take one hand back there, and I encourage you to follow me, and if you have any difficulties like moving, Donna, if you have anything there, let me know. I'll find another way for you to do it. So if I just use this part of my hand, look, if I use my fingers, it twists my arm. No. Now, take the other hand and support my right hand. You can do it with your left if you want, but for me, it's better if I take my left hand and I just move all around here. And I'm talking to this fractured part and saying, wow, thank you. Woo-hoo. This is so cool. I can move you now. I can move. And I gently, gently move. And this is why I like doing this in standing. Now, if I'm sitting, I can also move. I can move. It's different. And if you're sitting and addressing this back, I'd like you to imagine with every in-breath, you're bringing the breath of the earth, breath of Mother Earth, up into your body, right into that area. And gently, gently move. And now for those of you who I know are dealing higher up, see, if I reach up, I mean, I can do it a long ways, but it's more integrated. I love the Feldenkrais word, integrated and connected, if I use the other hand. Now I can reach up. Donna, maybe to get higher, look at what, can you see? Can you all see what I'm doing? Oops, sorry. With my thumb, I can't lift my hand any higher, but because of the left hand, because of the subluxation in my left hand, I can't get it up anymore. But look, I can, I can reach, I can get creative. And that creativity in me, that I was born with that because my family is very creative, but that's the creativity of the Feldenkrais Arbeit, that Moshe wanted us to be creative, to find different ways of being with ourselves. So I just want to know, I want you, just a moment, just stay with that feeling your spine. Wow. Now, I started to say, and I didn't finish, you can use the laser if you can't reach the back. You can use the laser to reach to the inside through the whole pelvic cradle here to reach those vertebrae. And you can send it at different angles. You just imagine cell-to-cell connection. Just want you to feel that. And move a little. So tell me now, how's the back doing?
It's profound. It's fantastic. Because I've just, I've tried to see, because normally if I have to get up, it's like, but now I've got up and absolutely no problem. It's incredible. I think it's a combination of this and the back.
This, for those of you on the phone, meaning T-touching along on, the spine
on the hand.
On the thumb,
I found,
right?
I found a, yeah.
Or where? Where did you find? You're finding something else.
I found this very strong connection to my back just here because there's a swelling here.
Turn your hand so we can see it.
It's more elevated there compared to that side. So I'm
swollen, yeah. Is that what you said? Swollen?
Yes, it's more elevated and swollen than this side. So I felt that I've connected to my back right here on this little pad here. And then with the hand as you showed me, I find it easier just to use the one hand if I use both hands, because I've got problems in this particular shoulder, it's easiest to use one hand, and it makes a huge difference. But this is my evidence. Look at this. I'm getting up without creaking up like an old crane.
Great.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Now, let's just think what we're doing. It's so simple. We're simply supporting, acknowledging, recognizing, talking to the creative energies of in every cell in our body, the divine spark in every cell in our body. And it's not like we're healing ourselves. We're seeing ourselves. We're acknowledging that we're miracles. And you just, the 1 1/4 circles is like this connector to connect with that cellular wisdom. And I where's my book? Moment. I just like to pull the book up. I'm in page 14, but I wrote it on the back cover. This book, are the Code of Authentic Living, Cellular Wisdom. My latest, after Bruce Lipton in 2010 and Dr. Pop in 2006. And then this, Joan King, came into my life 2 years ago, 3 years ago. That the cellular, when we open ourselves to source energy, to recognizing that every cell in the body is that run by the creativity, the creation of the universe, the divine spark. When we open ourselves to source, that's our source energy, the divine spark, I put in the words divine spark, we connect with cellular wisdom. For source energy is our link to the creative energies of the universe. And that's just what this 1 1/4 circle is it brings us to the creative energies of the universe within. Thank you, Botswana. And if you get other realizations during our time in the next couple of hours, if you could share them with us, because it helps us when we speak it out, we manifest it even more deeply when we acknowledge it, when we share like this in the group. So yes. Thank you.
Of course, thank
Gretchen,
you,
Linda. Oh, my great pleasure. I just want to know one thing, Glenn. What was the name of the horse who spooked and dumped you?
The name of the horse?
Yes.
His name was Mr. Horse. Bean. His name was Mr. Bean.
Interesting. So give a shout out to him. Thank him, because you, through this entry, can come to a deeper knowledge of your own body that you wouldn't have if you hadn't had that injury.
Interesting perspective. I hadn't thought of it like that.
I'm sure we don't, right? But it does. Doesn't it make it like you wouldn't be here with us probably if it wasn't for that?
That's very true. Very true.
And Glenn, what it does is make us realize as we get longer in the tooth, as we age, you get this stuff. Now, when you're doing the Feldenkrais ATMs all the time, it makes such a difference. And yet there are injuries like that that were stopping you. And just knowing that we can recognize and activate that light in ourselves, that communication between the cells, based on that combination of science and the spirituality knowing, whoa, wait a minute, this is a creation of the universe, huh? Let's get that. So thank you. And thank Mr.
Thank you.
Bean.
Thanks, Mr. Bean.
Can I add on to that, may I, from this experience? Because it's direct. It's Ronnie Ruggies.
And Ronnie Ruggies, hi. And where are you from?
Nyack, New York. So I have both physical, emotional pain through trauma, through my neck, my spine, the whole thing. Okay, it doesn't even matter because it's my gift. But I just want to say what my experience is now. And also what I've been doing at night, which is another thing. So I'm working neurologically by doing the circles, the one with my eyes in the night. I do
Beautiful.
It with my eyes to release. Yep. So I have found that neurologically working with my eyes doing the circle and a quarter also is a great release. And now I use that with imagination. And just now doing the hand and doing the back, woof, heat, openness, and space. And when I do it, though, I think I'd also use my eyes all the time. It's part of my imagination to also work with my eyes in the imagination and my hands with this healing. It's beautiful. Blessings. Thank you.
Thank you. And let me ask you, when you make the circle and a quarter with your eyes, with closed, right? Through closed eyes? Yes. Mm-hmm. Are you combining with your breath?
Interesting. You know, I'm not holding my breath. I know that. I don't hold the breath. I'm so intent, though. I think I'm with the breath. I'm not clear because I'm so intent with that movement and feeling it and seeing where the circle goes, where some of the pain, because there's pain in through that area. So I'm not clear. So please talk to me about it.
Okay, that. So for all of us, let's just add in the breath. And as those of you who've been with us over the last couple of years, one of the nine elements of the Tellington method, and why is that? Sorry, my other computer is making a noise. Sorry, I'm going to have to turn that off. Hold on. Oh, okay. It had a little song. So we really pay for years, what I've been for years, like at least I started this when I was walking in Santa Fe. Well, before that, we did it with our horses having students like breathe in 4 steps and out 4 steps to the rhythm of their horse. When I'd be walking, I'd be 4 and out 4. And I learned that from my grandfather, who at one point was prospecting in the Northwest Territories, and he said this is how he could walk all day, in 4, out 4. Now, then of course, I'm reading a lot, so I'm experimenting. Okay, how many steps can I breathe in and how many out? And then I read this concept, you should breathe out twice as many steps, or twice as long as breathing in. So I did this. And then, of course, I did the Feldenkrais breathing, which is such a beautiful movement, like expanding your belly and then pushing it up and moving the diaphragm. So you move back and forth. It's a beautiful, beautiful lesson. And then what I started doing, and I can't remember what got me doing this, is like breathe in through my nose and out through pursed lips. And that, so I've told you, I think in the last Tuesday, if anybody's tired, just lie down for 5 minutes and just really fill your whole body with breathing in and then out. Now, in the meantime, I have new information because my husband and I are taking speech lessons. I'm following him. He's taking it for his voice because he has the beginning of Parkinson's. And we're doing this beautiful breathing. So there are different ways. I want you to try this. And then we're going to combine that because breathing is one of the 9 elements really important in the, important, just not the word, valuable as part of the touches. So like you breathe, fill your belly and your back. We did this once before, Francois, remember, like just expand the belly and the back and the whole pelvis. Imagine you're feeling all of that, like breathing in through your nose and then flatten your belly and move up through the diaphragm. And it's like, and it's the, that's just one way. Now, we're all kinds of different ways that we're doing this in the speech therapy, but it's really different. And that, what I'm thinking for myself and Glenn, for you, and also for Donna, for your, because I know we're dealing with your back issues. I'm like, whoops, wait. So as I'm doing this, I'm just imagining bringing oxygen in and filling all those areas in the spine, all down here. I'm also sending it in there. And what you do, like lie down, breathe in, feel your belly, feel your back, feel your whole pelvis. Then actually, we're going to add in this, like, activate also the upper part, the ribs, the diaphragm. And then hold it for several seconds. And then easily and flatten that. Now I'm just adding in the, because there are all kinds of different ones and we'll be doing it over a period of time, different ways of taking the air out through the mouth that affects different parts of your body. Okay, now, Gretchen, what's happening with your hands? We're just going to do it. We're going to take a break. After we talk to you, we're going to take a little break and come back and follow, and we're going to do way more on the hands.
It continues to be just fine. Thank you. And this was very interesting. Very good. Thank you.
Yay.
Yeah.
Now, who was the third one? We had a third one who
You actually end up with 4 because Victoria, with hands, and then Eleanor was wanting about legs.
Okay, but let's stay right now. And then Eleanor, when we come back, because I will We'll bring the legs to the hand thing. So, Victoria.
Okay. I'm here. Okay.
There you are. Hi.
Yes, what shall I do? Put myself more in the light like this. Can you see me better?
Yeah, I can see you. And can you tell us where you are?
I'm in New Jersey.
Okay.
Hightstown, New Jersey.
Hi. And
that is sort of smack between New York City and Philadelphia, like the middle.
Okay. And may I just ask you, what brings you to T-Touch?
Okay, well, I'm a Feldenkrais person, student, teacher, whatever. Yeah. And today, and Gretchen, I know Gretchen. Hi, Gretchen. Mm-hmm. Somehow I haven't been able to get in touch with you. I have been trying, but somehow not. And today, Ruti, my wonderful divine teacher, she is here today. I just saw her picture.
Such a gift.
So what happened is that I'm dealing with some health issues that were sort of a surprise in a way, but they were followed. It was followed by, all my life I did things with herbs. I think that herbs are always, since 20 years old, I think. And my latest discovery was Ayurvedic herbs. And I have a teacher, and she prescribed a whole bunch of herbs that I bought from her. And what happened is that these herbs are so strong. I didn't realize it because these are such difficult times, so I'm not thinking clearly, but I was doing more herbs than food. And I felt good. I didn't feel hungry, but I lost a lot of weight. And I'm not one who needs to lose weight. But I lost a lot of weight. And then all of a sudden, a few months ago, as a matter of fact, it was one of your meetings, I mentioned it, and there was a reaction for you from several people, but then I couldn't find what they said. I had this thing in my eye, you know, like this ptosis, it's called ptosis.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And that happened, the left one. And that happened, I don't know, just a while back. And it is a very scary situation because it's just, very scary. But I'm dealing with two things. One is that I took this huge amount of herbs, so I have a lot of chemicals in my body that I am weaning, that are now sort of going away. And then I have this issue. And I went to a couple of doctors and they were saying things that are actually very scary to hear, like metastasia, whatever. And what happened is that a while back, maybe a week or so ago, I ended up letting go of all, maybe 2 weeks ago, of all the herbs because they were very good, but very strong. Like I was not hungry. I wasn't eating. I was just drinking the teas. And some of the herbs some of the herbs are transdermal, you know, they're transdermal. And I ended up in this situation, and I feel, and also what happens is that for us who are war survivors like myself, coming from Hungary and belonging to the wrong group, the wrong ethnic group. So what's happening now is just bringing up everything in my life, all the stresses and the traumas and whatever. And what happened in the past in my life, that when I'm in a stressful situation, my left eye goes out in different ways, in different ways. And basically, you know, that is what's now. And I ended up going to a doctor that it's very scary for me because of I feel that they are really not looking at me, they are looking at whatever. And anyway, so this is I am. So I'm you know, between the stone and the hard place right here.
Okay.
That's very scared. And I'm doing theta too.
Okay. So one of the things that I would like to invite you to do, and all of us right now, when we're in that scary place and fear is really in control, I can understand fear, what's going to happen with the eye, all this stuff. Let us just now all together put one hand over the other, and I'm going to give you a choice whether you put it right here in the chest and the heart chakra, or whether you go down to your belly and you put it there, and we do the 1 1/4 circles, the heart hugs on your belly, because that may be for some of you more effective. But for right now, how is this if you put, I'm going to invite you to put your heart and your hand, and I'm going to invite you to imagine that it's my hand on you right now.
Okay, well, that's good.
And I'm going to put your hand over mine, and just I want you to feel from all of us, just like move the tissue. And Ruthie, what we do here, I'm sure you've heard this from Eleanor because she teaches it everywhere. You imagine the face of a clock. Now, the reason we do this, when we imagine, we activate the right, the parts of the brain, our creativity, our compassion. And this is compassion for ourselves and all that we've been through in this case. This is what we're doing. I'm doing with you. Our intuition. What else can we do here? And our feelings. And when we feel afraid, we shut down our feelings. When you're afraid that this eye isn't going to work and it's going to get worse, we shut down our body. So the communication, the light in the cells, the divine spark, that creative energy that runs every cell, whoa, the powerhouse isn't there as much. So now we imagine the face of the clock. And why the clock? Because we're going to put numbers on it, like that clock that you took off. I'm sure you all had this in the school, a school wall. Okay, so 6 o'clock, of course, we're going to put it on here. 6 is toward the ground. I'm saying these numbers because when I say the numbers, that activates the logical part of the brain. We're here together. You're not in the past. You're right here with us. 6, 9 to the right shoulder, 12 up to the chin, and 3 over to the left shoulder. Now, I'm going to ask you, Victoria, what makes you happy? What makes you smile? Is it a place in nature? Is it a, what makes you smile?
Okay, well, actually many things, but nature, definitely.
Nature.
Definitely nature.
Okay.
And I have a couple of little children in my life who I can't see now. They are neighbors and friends, but nature.
Okay. So let's bring in the nature, because you can be right now. We can imagine we're in nature right now. So we're going to catch the skin either on our chest, which is the heart chakra here, or the belly. Yeah. And celebrate the belly. Oh man, most of us don't like to see that belly. Nah, come on. That's holding all that important parts in there. Let's be realistic. So we're going to imagine now, however you want to move the tissue, one circle, and you choose your direction, and a quarter, starting at 6 and in through the nose with a smile at nature. Think of a tree or a flower or a 1 1/4 circles. And we're, how, I just really know what we're doing here. We've known from the studies that we've done with Sandy Rakowitz and Robin Bernhardt. We know that we can bring the focus from the amygdala, the emotional parts of the brain, the primitive part of the brain that keeps us safe, to the forebrain. So we can realize, wait a minute, we're here together. And let's celebrate that. And when we make this 1 1/4 circle with the smile to activate the feel-good hormone, the serotonin, and the tissue moving, as Eleanor always says so beautifully, the tissue activates the oxytocin, the trust hormone. And that puts us in heart coherence. And that gives us the possibility to make choices, as Moshe taught. We can make choices. And this 1 1/4 circle takes us away from the fear to bring, wait a minute, I'm here, I'm safe here. And every time, and it stops those looping thoughts. Send that gratitude into your own body. Victoria, in your case, send it to the eye, the right eye, and the left eye.
Oh, okay.
Send that gratitude.
The left one is the pain.
Yes, but first to the right. Send it there.
Oh.
And then send it to the other eye also. Yes. Send love and gratitude. And each one of you, just pick a place in your body that gives you trouble, or a place that you don't necessarily, you're concerned about it, and send that gratitude in there. And know that with gratitude, we can override fear. And it's the fear, Victoria, the fear of what's going to happen, the fear of all the stuff, and just go to the place of gratitude. And that heart coherence puts us also in the parasympathetic state for rest and recovery. So we switch from the sympathetic, the fight, flight, fear, all that stuff we're carrying. And we carry it in every cell in our body. We are all programmed with all of the fear that all people have had at all times. And I have personally experienced that in a regression where I saw it in myself. And it's our opportunity, which is connecting 1 1/4 circles, to connect with that creative force of the universe that's hidden inside us. So I'm going to leave you with this because I'm over my time for a break. Oh my goodness. So it's 9:20. We're going to take a 10-minute break, and at 9:30, we'll come back. Take a glass of water, stretch. Move a little, get a nibble to eat.